Now back to the Brian Zimmerman Show. Here's Brian.
Hi, everyone. Brian Zimmerman at your side for another episode of the Brian Zimmerman Show. Welcome. So when I used to work in radio, I worked at a country station up in Sterling, New Jersey, which was in Morris County. And usually I am the only one at night there in the studio. I close up shop myself. The morning guy leaves, the sales guy leaves, the owner leaves for the day. So usually it's me closing up at night in the studio by myself. But this particular night, the morning guy, the morning jock, he stayed with me. And usually my show ends around 5 o'clock, 5:30. We were supposed to get snow that day, but I didn't think that we were going to get a lot of snow. Wasn't expecting anything major. It started snowing, and I noticed hour by hour it kept getting worse. And you can't leave. Radio is radio and TV. You can't just say, "Oh, it's bad weather, I'm going to leave early." You've got a show to do, so you have to stay there. Sometimes actually the morning jock stayed overnight in the studio when it was bad weather. I looked out there and I noticed that my car was just coming down. It was getting bad. It was getting worse out. So my show ended, and the morning guy, he came out with me, and I noticed I tried to leave. I got in the car, started up, and obviously brushed off the car and tried to head out, but I was stuck. So, and I didn't have any snow brushes or anything to, So luckily the morning guy, he had, I guess, something, a shovel or a brush or something, and he was helping me dig out because I had nothing. And so got in my car and I headed out. And couple minutes later on, I noticed that it was starting to get bad out. And I noticed up ahead, I was looking and I says, wait, there's abandoned cars on the side of the road. A bunch of them, every so often you would see a few here and a few on that side. It was almost like a movie. It was just totally abandoned. Like there was nobody out there. It was almost like almost a blizzard, but it wasn't too bad like that. But as I am going, I come to a traffic light. And I kid you not, I sat at that traffic light, that same traffic light, for one whole hour, sitting there watching it turn red, yellow, green, green, yellow, red. And I had no idea when I was ever going to get going again. And usually it takes me about 45, 50 minutes to get home. So now I'm going, I'm coming up to now the street where I'm supposed to turn down to go back. I think it's to go down to back to down 22. And that's closed. The road is closed that I'm supposed to go on. So now I have my only choice to go left on this side road, a residential road. I have no clue where I'm at. Never been on that road. And it's this narrow, dark road. Wasn't plowed yet or anything. So I'm going. I have to say, well, it's the only way. It's the only choice. I can't go back. So I'm going and going. And all of a sudden, a snow plow comes up behind me, right on my tail. And I can't pull over or anything. There's cars, parked on the side of the road. And I can't pull over or let them go by. And like I said, I have no idea where I'm at, no idea where I'm going. And this guy is right on my tail, all the way on that road. And not to mention that I need gas, okay? If I knew it was going to be this bad, I obviously would have filled up. But I didn't think it was going to be this bad of a snowstorm. But when you're, Sterling is a higher, higher level, it's a higher elevation is what I wanted to say. And it gets, snow more quickly up there, which I found out the hard way, obviously. So I finally got gas, and it took me 3 to 4 hours to get home, a 45, 50-minute average ride home took 3 to 4 hours. So I got home after 9 o'clock at night and starved, and I just was just such a horrifying, miserable experience for me. And it happened twice, mind you. And I asked the guy, the morning guy, the next day, I says, so how was your ride home? And he said, oh, I got home in half hour. I says, what? They took some side road, or I don't know, some other road or something. I don't even remember what it was, but so that was a very, very horrifying experience. That is it for this episode. I am Brian. I will see you on the next one. Thanks.